Welcome to The Commentaries, a podcast series from TAN in which you'll learn how to read and understand history's greatest Catholic works from today's greatest Catholic scholars. In every series of The Commentaries, your expert host will be your personal guide to not just read the book, but to live the book, shining the light of its eternal truths into our modern darkness. Visit tancommentaries.com to get your copy of the book and to subscribe for access to all the great reading plans, new episodes, bonus content, and exclusive deals for listeners of The Commentaries.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Father Edward Looney, a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, a pastor, author, podcaster, Marian theologian, and at present, the president of the Mariological Society of America. And this is the Commentaries series on The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Today is day number 13, and we will be examining part 2, discourse 2, on the birth of Our Lady. But before we dive into this text, let us begin with a short prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord our God, you chose Mary. You preserved her from original sin. You brought great joy and delight to her parents, Joachim and Anne. They gave birth to this child. They raised her. They dedicated her to you. May we truly understand the birth of Our Lady, its great significance and meaning in the spiritual life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today we are addressing the topic of the birth of Our Lady. And this is an interesting reflection, I think, because as you delve into this text, as you read it, it's going to talk a lot about, you know, mediation of grace. And I think that's interesting because in a lot of the reflections about Mary's nativity, homilies delivered by saints and so forth, that's kind of what they focus on. I remember when I first encountered St. Bernard of Clairvaux, and I was reading his reflections, that St. Bernard, on the homily sermon for the Nativity of Our Lady, her birth, this is where we get his beautiful Mary as an aqueduct. That really grace is overflowing from Mary, and that grace overflows to all of us. And that's the theology of the mediation of grace. And so he uses and takes the occasion for Our Lady's birth, her nativity, to reflect and to focus on that. For St. Alphonsus Liguori, in his discourse here, he really focuses on the fact that Mary was born a saint, a great saint, and that God had enriched her from the very beginning of her life. So this is the reason why we celebrate her birth. We celebrate her birth because of what God is going to do for her, how God is going to use her in the plan of salvation history, as Jesus will be born of her. And so we celebrate her birth because of the greatness that God accomplished in her, with her, and through her. She is the greatest of all saints, that God fills her with all of these different heavenly blessings, that she surpasses that of all the saints who have ever been. That's why Mary's birth is so significant, because she was chosen to be the mother of God, to be the mother of the Savior. When it comes to the birth of Our Lady, we celebrate it every year, September the 8th. And as we're reflecting about her life here in the glories of Mary, maybe something just to consider is, how do I celebrate the birth of Our Lady? Do I give her a gift of my prayers, of my devotion, of my love, as I remember her birth? What can I do to honor the Blessed Virgin on the day in which God bestows upon her all of these graces and this gift of life? The church, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. That's the principal birthday we celebrate. We celebrate the birthday of Our Lady, and we celebrate the birth of John the Baptist. And these are births that we are celebrating as they enter into time and enter into history. Now, when it comes to the saints, we don't celebrate their birthdays. Well, maybe we do. You know, I follow a lot of pages on social media and, you know, oh, today's the birthday of so-and-so. We have a knowledge and, you know, it makes us aware, but that's not when we celebrate their feast day. We celebrate their feast day on their birthday into eternity. That's typically, there's some exceptions. For example, John Henry Newman, the Cardinal of England, the convert, his feast day is actually on the anniversary of his conversion to Catholicism. But we celebrate the feast day in relationship to their birth into eternity. So as we celebrate the birth of Jesus and Mary and John the Baptist, we're saying there is something different. There is a reason to celebrate these individuals. One, because he's God. The second, because she is the mother of God and because she is full of grace and without sin. And the third, John the Baptist, well, he was sanctified in the womb of his mother by the presence of Jesus at the visitation. And because of how God uses John the Baptist to announce the reign of God and the coming, he's the forerunner of Jesus, preparing the way of the Lord, making straight the paths. That's the reason why we celebrate their births. Because of what God has done and is doing and will do with them and through them and for them. Now we, ordinary people, we celebrate our birthdays. We'll be given gifts, we'll go out to eat, we'll do these things. Celebrate your birthday, that's the day that we have life here on earth. Of course, we know that in the womb is life. But you know, there's a great movement to also remember the day of our baptism, to celebrate our baptismal day, because that was the day in which we were born into God. That we were given new birth by water and the Holy Spirit. That if we're celebrating Mary's birthday because she is full of grace and God loved her more than any other human being that ever existed, well, we celebrate our baptism because that's the day that we receive sanctifying grace. That's the day that we are forgiven of that original sin. So it's fitting, appropriate, for us to celebrate that baptismal day. Mary's birth signals to the world that something great is going to happen, that God's work is going to be accomplished. And we know that this happens, especially now for us, through that great gift of her mediation, her intercession that she obtains from God graces for us. Read and pray with the second discourse on the birth of Our Lady. See why it is we celebrate her birthday. And then when it comes to that day, September 8th, don't forget about her, but rather celebrate and honor her for who she is, because of what God has done and accomplished in her. This brings us to an end of today's reflection for day number 13, as we reflected on the birth of Our Lady. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow as we will look at Discourse 3 of Part 2, focusing and examining the presentation of Mary in the temple. I hope you'll join me then. Until then, may God bless you, and Mary pray for you, and obtain for you many graces from Almighty God.
This has been an episode of The Commentaries, a podcast brought to you by TAN. To follow the show, study more of the greatest Catholic classics, and to support The Commentaries and other great free content from TAN, visit tancommentaries.com to subscribe and use coupon code COM25 to get 25% off your next order, including The Glories of Mary and countless more spiritual works to deepen your interior life and guide you to heaven.